Hello friends, welcome back. Now this chapter would focus on technology and innovation in rural entrepreneurship. So like we have discussed in our past, we have discussed what is rural entrepreneurship, what are the ways and means of rural entrepreneurship, what are the government's rules, regulations and initiatives which they have taken, what are the riders and what are the various parameters which would help the rural entrepreneurship to take to a next level. What are the ways? We have also discussed the marketing strategy about rural entrepreneurship. So here we would discuss in this chapter about technology and innovation. So let me give you a quick introduction or quick synopsis about technology and innovation, both together and in isolation. So when you are talking about technology and innovation, definitely you would be thinking that both the terms are same because they both look similar, right? But when you are talking about both the terminology in a separate way, it would be very different from each other. For example, you remember Meera from Sundarban? Yes, which we have discussed in our previous chapters. So basically, if Meera would want to discuss or would want to talk about the technology aspects or innovation or about her businesses, so if she is doing something new, for example, if Meera is talking about the product which no one has thought about it or which no one has dreamt about it. For example, if she is talking about a new petrochemical or new fuel which she can derive from waste or any substance, that would be called as or termed as innovation. But if she is using the others innovation, and when I say others innovation, I would say mobile, internet, laptop, camera, even light and fan are technology, are part of technologies, which was innovated by someone or the other in past, but right now it is termed as technology. So in this chapter, we will focus or we will talk about both these aspects and how both these aspects are helping the rural entrepreneurs to making a different aspects or making the businesses or making the aspects of the rural marketing, taking it to a next level. Just wanted to give you a synopsis about the technology in rural businesses. So what are the technology and how does it matter is something which we are going to see in this chapter. Technology is a key driver for growth. We all know about it, be it growth or be it sustainability for rural entrepreneurs. It also addresses challenges such as infrastructure, market access barriers, so and so forth. It also enhances efficiency. It builds competitiveness. And with technology, you can scale your business to a new level. This presentation will explore the role of technology in improving the productivity and bridging the rural-urban technology gap. Enhancing productivity to technology. Let's talk about agriculture. Precision farming. Now, use of drones, sensors, GPS to monitor crop or soil conditions. It also enables real-time decision making. If you are having any issues in the crop or the soil conditions, you can take real-time decisions. When you are able to take the precise decision in a very limited time, then you can avoid wastage. you can increase your yield, which in turn is the bottom line, right? When I say bottom line, it means the profit. I would always use some financial terms which would be new to someone. So when I'll talk about the bottom line always yield as the net profit, which is the final price, okay, which is, and when I talk about top line means the revenue, which is when you sell a particular product and you get some kind of revenue, the revenue, which is you're not deducting the tax, you're not deducting profit, it is just the revenue which you get from the clients. It is termed as top line. And bottom line is when you deduct the tax, when you deduct your, it is usually a take home for everyone to just give you a perspective. Automated irrigation system. Now with technology, you can also effectively manage water. Now we all know that the third world war will only happen for water, right? Because now we would be also reading or listening news that China is also investing $1.5 billion to make $150 billion to make a very large dam, okay, on Brahmaputra in the Tibet, in the southern Tibet region, which is near Arunachal. So why all these countries are so serious or so determined about the water? Because we all know that water is something which will be very scarce. Though the planet is 70% water, but still we are facing a lot of acute shortage because most of the water is not drinkable, is not potable. And also we will touch upon the farm machinery also. It is also part of technology, like the tractors or different harvesters, which will not only save costs, but it also boosts productivity at times. Now this is how the drone is being used to monitor crop health. Enhancing productivity to technology. Small scale manufacturing is also taking a lot of advantage through the automations and various kinds of technologies. Automation is something increasing production speed, reducing reliance on manual labor. It also helps business meet the higher demands while maintaining the quality. I always say you should always scale, but maintaining the quality is always important. And this is how the technology comes very handy. When you are rising both, you are also rising topwards and you are also rising, because you are also increasing the size of the market. You're also increasing the reach of the region while maintaining the quality is very important aspects. Digital tools such as softwares and bookkeeping, supply chain coordination, it all takes a lot of time, right? Bookkeeping is also a very important thing. You should, as we have discussed in our previous chapters, accounting or financing is one of the most important aspects. Inventory management, which is a very important part of supply chain management. And coordination also takes a lot of time. But implementing these kind of digital tools often increases productivity and it reduces your human interventions. Energy efficient manufacturers. Use of eco-friendly and energy saving tools often optimizes operational cost. Machineries which is being used in the small scale industries, you can see different kind of machineries which is being utilized in various kinds of small scale industries. Bridging gap of rural urban technology. Now digital infrastructure we are talking about. So basically, we from 2020, back from the COVID days, there has been a very huge digital divide between urban and rural area. When I say digital divide, it means you have a lot of technology access in the urban areas because of, obviously, because of the scale, the companies and the government and all the stakeholders, they are very much interested in providing the technology access to the urban dwellers. But what about the rural? Obviously, when in our previous channels, you all have understood the scale of the population in within rural areas is always limited. You will have people or the population living in a certain areas or certain pockets, very limited, right? So you cannot cater in one pocket. Okay, the tower which you are placing, you will need to place the towers for a very less amount or very thin population. So the scalability is not, or the profitability for any technology providers is not that great. So obviously the technology or the connectivity is coming to the rural area, but it's coming at a very slow speed, which is first they are bridging the gap, first they are giving it to the urban areas, and slowly and gradually it is going to the rural areas. So when you have a gap, so if you want the entire nation to come at a same level or same pace, you always need to bridge gap. So bridging the technology gap is also one of the most important factors of the rural economy, to bringing the rural economy or bringing the national economy at a very important scale. So first is improving connectivity, like government broadband programs is also very, which will come very handy, or which will be shot in the arm when it comes to internet access. It also encourages participation of e-commerce and online marketing, because e-commerce and online marketing will fall flat if you don't have internet connectivity, right? Affordable digital devices like laptops, mobile phones, or any other digital drives which actually improves the digital literacy amongst the rural population. Innovative energy solutions like solar powered, wind powered, or some different kind of energy tools which will actually give access to the which will provide energy with the to overcome the unreliable electricity shortages. Bridging the gap of urban rural technology through training and education. Technology training programs like hands-on workshops focus on building familiarities with mobile applications. Also, community development centers or community learning centers for that matter, like local hubs for continuous tech education and guidance. Mobile training units, like we discussed yesterday, we can also have a mobile training centers which will have which can give on-site demonstrations to the entrepreneurs at the remote sites. Bridging the urban local technology gap through affordable solutions like tailored technology, subsidized adaptation, flexible financing model, like the payment plans or the microfinance options for purchasing technology, is also something which we can do. Digital tools for rural entrepreneurship, mobile technology, improve connectivity. Mobile phone connects rural businesses with suppliers, customers and market. We all know that, right? Messaging apps streamlines transactions and logistic coordination. Access to market data. Now, data is very important. I'm not talking about only consumer data. Data can be anything, like apps which will provide real-time information on prices of commodities, information on weather, and also best practices which the entrepreneurs can use for their businesses, to scale their businesses, to take valuable decisions It also enables decision making for rural entrepreneurs. Business management tools like Khata Book, or any book which helps them to manage the inventory or accounting. Nowadays, there has been a lot of books. Even some of the books has been managed or given it by the ONDC platforms, which is absolutely free. Digital tools for rural entrepreneurs, e-commerce platforms. Expanded market reach. It connects rural entrepreneurs to urban and international customers. It reduces dependency on middlemen and increase profitability for the entrepreneurs. Year-round sales. Platform allows. See, usually, if you only are dependent on rural businesses, so rural businesses will not give you a year-round sales, right? It will have, as we have discussed in our previous chapters, it will only give you a throughput, or it will only give you sales in a particular season. And in those seasons, there is an immense competition. And when those seasons, when the customers have the cash in your hand, they will often be very demanding and they will expect a lot of discounts, right? So it is very important to have year-round sales. Sales in every month, sales in every week, sales every day, right? This is how you are going to change the landscape. So some platforms like Amazon or any platform like Meesho, it allows continuous product availability beyond the seasonal market also. So even if you don't have the season of Diwali, you may get the ethnic wear which you can use for other markets or other seasons. It may not be Diwali, but it may be a puja festival in your house wherein you would want to wear some ethnic wear, right? So if you have an access to those information or access to those products, so you can always make those things available for the people by and large. Digital marketing, reviews, ratings and promotional tools also enhances brand visibility. Benefits of e-commerce for rural entrepreneurs. Direct access to consumers always ensures one, a better access to better pricing and high sales. It also enables rural businesses to reach niche market that value unique and handcrafted products. It reduces reliance on local demand and opening up consistent revenue streams for the consumers and also, for the entrepreneurs. It always have an effect on cost. It always makes the product cost efficient. It eliminates the needs of physical retail outlets. Imagine the kind of investment you need to put in to build the physical outlets. And having these kind of stores like Amazon, Meesho or all these kind of stores which is focusing on rural market, it is actually lowering the overhead cost. It also reduces transportation and distribution cost because you have a centralized logistic facility and you do not have to spend and keep it sending your product to the local. It always enhances and it always helps you to make your product very cost effective. It also offers scalability without significant infrastructure investments. Now, customer engagement. This is also a very important point. See, when you are available directly on the consumer's phone, you are very close to consumer. You just need to make sure that you are good at ratings. You should reach out to feedbacks. If there is some kind of rating wherein a consumer, I'm sure there would be n number of ratings. I'm not talking about the last mile. I'm talking about the real ratings, right? Because even if you are 4 out of 5, which is 80%. So obviously, people also, wherein you, I'm sure when you are reviewing any product, you are just looking something which is beyond four, right? That means you are okay even if the consumers have, 20% of the consumers have given not so good rating. Even if you have a 4 rating, then also you are okay, right? So basically, this is not the game of 100%. This is a game of 80%. So basically, you need to see to it that the feedback of the larger audience is being addressed. And when it has been addressed properly, not only you increase your loyalty consumer base, but you also tend to earn the prospective customers, because they nowadays everyone reads rating even in the tier 2 markets or even in the rural markets. Personalized marketing and promotional enhance the customer experience. See, I will just try to address one point. If you read or if you receive any email or messages which actually have your name, doesn't it sound very interesting? You will read the email because it's actually written or it has actually addressed you by your name. And if that person has named your, spelled your, or written your name correctly, then it makes a lot of sense for you also, right? Because everyone has an interest for themselves. So a personalized marketing and promotion always enhance the customer experience. Digital platforms allow for direct communication with customers. It always fosters stronger relationship in the long term. Technology impact on rural business sustainability, market competitiveness. Technology enables rural businesses to compete with urban counterparts. There are a lot of technology which gives or which enables the rural businesses to be at par at urban counterparts, right? Because while there are a lot of disadvantages or challenges, or I would say, when you are in the rural area, but you don't forget the immense potential or the benefit or the opportunities which you have while you are operating from rural. The cost of business is less. You have a better access to manpower, the cheaper access to manpower. We are not talking about the scalability or we are talking about the competitiveness. So in rural areas, you will always have the manpower compared to the urban at a lesser price. You have an access to the better resources compared to your urban counterparts. So if the technology would be a game changer, because it actually gives you a same platform which is there for the urban areas. Rather, urban areas, when it comes to the same, if someone is selling goods from the far northeast or the interior village of Bihar, or compared to the urban centers like Delhi, Mumbai or Bangalore, the cost of production or the services or the end product will always be far lesser. You cannot compare both these markets in terms of the real estate cost or the cost of the acquiring the new employees or even other cost also, right? So now it actually gives a very sharp edge when it comes to market competitiveness. It also provides access to broader markets, to digital platforms, to provide level playing field. Rather, I would say not level playing field. It is giving you an edge, because you have a lot of other costs. While we talk, there would be a lot of action in market on these aspects, specifically when it comes to having your base. There are a lot of MNCs also which is also contemplating having their base shifting to tier 2 market because of the because of the real estate prices. Can you imagine the cost of infrastructure in Mumbai or Delhi, Gurgaon compared to the tier 2 market? It is in most of the places, okay, it would be just 20% of the market, which is like if you compare the market price of BKC, which is the current one of the premium sought after market, commercial market, and you compare it with the interior villages, it would be 10 to 20%. So can you imagine the person who is working from this kind of real estate and who's working, the advantage? You cannot compete with the tier 2 market, right? So this technology is putting you, okay, giving you an edge, rather level playing field. Integration of advanced tools also ensures rural enterprise to meet global quality standards. The resource optimization. Efficient use of resources like water, energy, and labor reduces waste. Automation and precision tools enhance productivity while minimizing cost. Sustainable practices supported by technology also helps preserve the local ecosystem. Enhance livelihoods. It empowers rural entrepreneurs to improve incomes and the local economy as well. It also encourages skill developments. It strengthens rural communities by fostering innovation and economic resilience. Challenges and solutions in technology adoption. While there are a lot of, we have seen in our previous slides that there are a lot of advantage to adopt the new technology, right? But obviously, when there is a scope or where there is an opportunity, there would be a challenges also. So there are a lot of challenges when it comes to technology adoption. It's not so easy, right? Because you are actually turning the entire wheel, right? So there will be a lot of challenges which is common for any market or any field, rather I would say. So limited infrastructure like poor internet connectivity, unreliable electricity, lack of access to device, it all, as I've told you initially, the cost will always be high because of the limited population. But you need to see that the kind of value you are getting it from the other market, it is always better, right? If you compare the real estate and other cost, so even if you are paying some additional cost, is always better. Because but remember, this high cost will only be for the initial period. Later on, it all will get at the same rate. The initial investment for technology adoption can often be unaffordable for rural businesses. Low digital literacy, resistance for change is also one of the important thing, because it's not that it is difficult. Anything, any new thing when you do, you think it may be difficult or you may not be keen, because we always love the comfort zone, right? So the reluctance to adopt new tools, also often due to the traditional market practice and fear of failure, is also one of the important points. Now, what are the solutions? When we talk about the change, how do we bring those change? There definitely there are challenges. How can we overcome those challenges? So there are some solutions also, like partnership for funding. You need to collaborate with government, NGOs, private companies to subsidize cost and provide financial support for technology adoption. Community-based tech. Conduct workshop and mobile technology units to improve digital literacy amongst the people by and large. Specifically, the enterprising community. Tech awareness campaigns. There has to be a focused effort to demonstrate the benefit of technology, showcasing high stories for similar rural businesses. Affordable solutions. You need to develop some kind of low cost or user friendly or tailored, which is unique to fit the requirements of the rural entrepreneurs, such as mobile based application or solar powered devices. Mobile application for rural entrepreneurship. there has been a lot of mobile application for rural entrepreneurs which have already been devised, some from the government, some from the private players, okay, to keeping in mind, because we all understand the importance of the rural community, specifically the rural entrepreneur community. The apps such as Kisan Suvidha, Khata Book, there are a number of mobile banking apps also which is helping them reducing the dependency on physical cash. Communication apps like WhatsApp is a game changer because it facilitates real-time information. Maybe I remember 10 years back, there was we had visited to one village in MP, which is very close to Bhopal. So basically, the name of the agency was Suyog Dairy. So what they were doing was it was working on the similar lines of Amul. So it was buying milk from the local community, and they used to term this as the white revolution, like the green revolution. So basically, I was the person, okay, who was managing the communication for this cooperative farming thing. So I was very amazed. We went to the last mile, we went to their facility, we also went to their offices. But what was the game changer there, which is now is very common, okay, but 10 years back, are having a WhatsApp group for all kinds of supply chain coordination, promotional activities on WhatsApp at a minimal cost. What was a game changer, specifically when it comes to the sites? So yes, what communication app like WhatsApp is also a game changer, and it is very user friendly. But you can send videos, you can send cost, you can send documents, you can send all those things. Nowadays, you can send documents without compromising on the quality of documents. Initially, we always used to say in branding, we never used to send the images, okay, through WhatsApp, because we always assumed that because initially the WhatsApp used to compress the quality. But now there has been a new quality. If you send it through the document, then the quality of the images doesn't hamper, or it doesn't deteriorate the quality of the document. So you can also send creative or promotional materials also through WhatsApp now. E-commerce marketing tool, Amazon Saheli or Meesho. Or there are so many platforms which support women entrepreneurs by providing platforms to showcase and sell products to a national and international audiences. Isn't that fascinating? Sitting at one location, you can connect to the global audience at your convenient time. Targeted promotions. Tool offers by platforms like Flipkart, Alibaba allow the businesses to create digital ads. It also increases productivity. Customer reviews, ratings, logistic support is also or most of the aspect which you can manage through technologies. Year-round revenue with e-commerce. We have discussed this. There has been breaking the seasonal barriers through e-commerce. Consistent revenue stream. You will have, as we have discussed in our previous slides, there has been, if you focus on the new technology, you have a consistent revenue stream flowing into your business throughout the year. Market access beyond your local boundaries. As we have discussed in our previous slides, imagine the rural entrepreneur or someone, Meera from Sundarban, reaching out to customers not only in the urban but also in the international market. Who would have thought because back gone under days when the rural population was always only looked as the consumer. Now the brands like Amazon, Flipkart, Meesho or other brands, they're also looking as the rural entrepreneurs or the rural population as their partners, which is a game changing initiative, which is a game changing scenario, not only for the rural marketing, but I feel this is the game changing for the Indian economy. You will see there would be a lot of, obviously when you have a market which is growing, then there would be an inflation also which will come into play. But with this inflation, you will always see the rise.